Yo, it's Friday. It's a weekend. Last night, I went to see Bohemian Rhapsody in IMAX. That was good. Some people say that movie's not good, but they're wrong. It's great. I don't know anything about Queen. I only knew a couple of their songs, but they got a lot of good songs. That Freddie Mercury can sing. And I don't think they had Rami Malek, the Mr. Robot guy. He's just like lip syncing. It's not him singing, I'm pretty sure. I know that. Sometimes they do it like, what was that movie, Cash with the fucking Joaquin Phoenix, and they had him sing instead of playing the Johnny Cash songs. Like, what the fuck? I don't want to hear Joaquin Phoenix sing Johnny Cash songs. Just play Johnny Cash music. So they did that right. There was the real Queen music, and it didn't even look, I don't know, maybe I'm an idiot for liking this movie and wanting to see a biopic in IMAX, but it's good in IMAX, particularly with the big Live Aid scene. Spoiler alert, there was a concert called Live Aid and Queen played at. You know, some people don't say biopic, they say biopic, which really sounds ridiculous. I've heard people do that a few times, and I'm embarrassed for them. I don't correct them. I just let it go. I'm like, let somebody else break the news to them that they sound like an idiot. This weekend is the big New York City Marathon, and I live near the finish line, so there's a lot of security going on now, and it's like even more intense than usual. Every year it gets more. The year of the Boston Marathon bombing was like they stepped it up big, but then they just do more every year. And now that there's all this weird shit going on, I'm kind of it's a little creepy. I mean, it's good that there's security, but it's a little creepy because I just think about what if somebody is trying to do something fucking bad at the marathon and I live in the neighborhood, and I think about me first. So I guess I'll stay away from. I might, because some years me and Jacqueline go to the finish line, and just to watch people cross the finish line, it's kind of fun. But I think this year we might not do it. Or is that the terrorists win? If we do that, do the domestic terrorists win? If we don't go to the finish line, I'm not sure. I would think there's a lot of security, and to get to the finish line is kind of, there's a lot of twists and turns and shit and checkpoints and all this stuff. I would almost think that one of these idiots would get kind of frustrated and tired and say, fuck it, I'll go be an idiot someplace else. Not to be, I call, oh, a domestic terrorist is an idiot. I don't know. I woke up this morning. I saw this story like right away about events shut down after vandals scrawl "kill all Jews" inside Brooklyn synagogue. And it was like Alana Glazer was going to do this "get out the vote" event there, and then somebody's like writing anti-Semitic. I mean, that's more than anti-Semitic. Kill all Jews. I just want to say right now, if you're anti-Semitic or don't like Jewish people and you're listening to this show, you can't listen anymore. Go away. Go some kind of Nazi entertainment for yourself, but this ain't for you, pal. And you're not my pal. I'm saying that sarcastically. I'm not pals with bigots. Let's find a fun story. Oh, vegan woman fined $1,170 for threatening to kill her Italian mother for making meat sauce. That's funny. I mean, she wouldn't kill her mom, right? I hope not. But the fact that she threatened to kill her, and then I'm guessing her mom called the cops. So maybe she felt threatened. There's some deeper issues in that family than the meat sauce. It's not about the vegan and the meat sauce, but it's a fun headline. I would click through to find out more, but it's a Fox News, and I'm not giving them a click. I don't like those people. I don't like their news organization. I'm not going to... the people there don't seem to be all that great either. I know a guy that works there, and I don't think he's okay. Mario's namesake, has passed away at the age of 84. Is that Mario from Mario Kart Mario? This isn't Fox News, so I'm going to go ahead and see what's the deal here. Yes. Oh, he was the landlord in 1981. Nintendo was renting a warehouse. The landlord was Mario. So, you get to live on in Mario Kart there. Mario, rest in peace. 84, not a bad run. 49ers cheerleader takes a knee before Raiders game. Well, I love protest, so good for you, cheerleader. No one said the cheerleaders couldn't protest. Everybody's worried about the players. What are you going to say? Oh, you can't cheer now? Everybody can cheer. You can't stop somebody from cheering. Even if you're like, you don't bench them. What are you going to do? Say you can't be on the field and go up in the stands and cheer. Oh, this is a weird one. Two Kentucky high school girls suspended after dressing up as Columbine shooters for Halloween. It's weird that they throw girls in the headline, but okay. I guess because you expect that to be boys or young men as opposed to young women. But how do you even dress up like a Columbine shooter? They wore trench coats or something, I guess. You could just say we're detectives. I guess they probably made a point to be like, no, they probably wore the trench coats. Like, oh, are you a couple of detectives? Like, no. Like, oh, are you Neo from The Matrix? No, we're Columbine shooters. We wanted to think of the most offensive Halloween costume that didn't include blackface. And this is what we came up with. At least they didn't do the blackface. I feel like this year there's no... every year there'd be like... every Halloween there'd be like all these like pictures of like... we screen capped this from Snapchat. Here's people using blackface or whatever. And I think this year it finally got through to some people. Don't do it. But there must be some out there, but I just didn't see any. Dog shoots man. Man survives. Defends dog. He didn't mean to do it. He's a good dog. Yeah, of course. How did a dog shoot him? It sounds like it was the dude's fault. How can the dog doesn't know what a gun is or what he's doing? Where did this happen? I'm guessing Florida. No, it was in New Mexico. And he was on a jackrabbit hunt in New Mexico desert. All right. Well, at least he's not blaming the dog. And he's okay. Maybe should take some gun safety classes. One more and say, trophy hunting Americans kill more than 800 monkeys each year. Now, they're killing monkeys for trophies? If I walked into somebody's house and they had like a monkey stuffed on a mantle and they're like, hey, I shot that monkey, I'd be like, okay. Can I use the bathroom? And then I would just leave the house and get out of there. I don't need to be there. And then if they text me and like, where'd you go? I'd be like, you killed a monkey. I ain't sticking around. I'm not even going to tell you that I'm leaving because I don't know what you're capable of. You would kill a monkey. That's cuter than me. Anyway. All right. So I guess that's it. Oh, tomorrow I'm at QED in Astoria, Queens. Come on out. 9:30. It's called The Dirty Show. So I get to be dirty. I'm not that dirty as a comedian, but I can be. Maybe I'll think of some of my more disgusting humor. But come on over there if you can. And if you can't, hey, that's okay too. I'm cool like that. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you on Monday. We love you.